It's a fear every owner of a small dog can relate to. Little Fido gets a little bit too big for his bark, taking on a much bigger pooch. In a flash, teeth are bared, growls are heard, and then the fur starts to fly. And you can imagine what happens next. Little Fido probably doesn't fare so well. These kinds of incidents prompted planners at the Forest Preserve District of Will County, Illinois, to draw up a plan to enforce a kind of doggy detente, separate the big dogs from the little ones at the dog park. Marcy DeMauro is the Director of Planning and Operations for the Forest Preserve District of Will County, and she joins me now. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
What kind of complaints were you getting? Was this a problem?
We were receiving regular feedback from visitors from the dog park we have right now, and the comments that we were getting consistently was that it would be nice to have a place for the smaller dogs to do their thing, to run and play, free from intimidation or potential interactions with bigger dogs.
Well, who came up with this idea?
This was just, to us, a logical solution to try. These dog parks are large enough in size. The first one we have is 7 acres. The second one we're planning is 10 acres in size, and that really gives us some flexibility to pen off the two separate areas for small and large dogs. So really, it was more of a practical solution to a problem.
Well, one of the, I guess, key questions is, how do you determine what constitutes a small dog?
That's a good question. We're not exactly sure. We're at this point having discussions internally about what would be a good size. And we at this point are sticking with 35 pounds, but that is by no means what the final number would be. But when looking at different breeds and looking at what people would visually recognize as a larger dog, 35 pounds seem to come up as the range in weight.
Well, I can't imagine that you're going to have some sort of scale at the gate, the entryway to this park. So how will someone determine which way they go? Small dogs to the right, large dogs to the left?
It'll be self-policing. Right now we have a list of rules that are posted at the entryway into the dog park, and so we would just add this as a rule. And if we get complaints that that's not being adhered to, then we would have to go out and start issuing citations.
You know, I'm trying to imagine if you'd have some sort of apparatus like you see at the airport. If your bag fits in this box, then...
Well, that was sort of an internal joke. We talked about doing that, but in effect, it has to be self-policing. And, of course, the small dogs can still go into the larger dog park if the owners feel comfortable doing that. It's just that the small dog park will restrict the larger dogs from going in there.
And are these separate but equal facilities? Do the small dogs have as much room to run around?
Of course they're separate but equal facilities. Of course.
You know, when you separate the dogs, you're also separating the owners. And one of the wonderful things about a dog park is that you get to meet people and
right.
That the owners of the big dogs hang out with the owners of the small dogs, and that won't happen anymore.
I guess they can talk over the fence. That's sort of tongue-in-cheek. But no, again, it's the choice of the small dog owner. I mean, that's who's in control of that situation. They can always go into the large dog park and socialize if they choose.
At their own risk.
At their own risk, absolutely.
Marcy DeMauro is Director of Planning and Operations for the Forest Preserve District of Will County, Illinois. She expects the county's segregated dog park to open next spring.